So I'm not going to try to do any powerful preaching here today. First, because you have powerful teachers in the house. Two, because you have had very powerful preachers and teachers. Apostle Suleiman, that's fire. Selman, Apostle Selman, okay? And Pastor Poju. What other revelations do you want to bring after that? I've known Pastor Poju for a long time. And he's always been a revelation man. So, if I listen to Pastor Poju for 5 minutes, I will get someone of 1 hour from what he says. But I'm sure of something, though, that I am here on divine assignment to announce somebody's next level. Yes. I am here to announce somebody's new season. It is both an end and a beginning. I am here for the anointing of someone for leadership. I am here to announce someone's promotion. I am here to describe somebody's future. And to call that future into manifestation. So for someone here tonight, the next 10 years will be fixed. Tonight. The next 20 years will be fixed. 30, 40, 50 years will be fixed. The rest will be manifestation. So it means that every day for you from here will be exciting. Because if I back up over the last 20 years, over the last 30 years, it's been exciting for me. Because my experience practically on a daily basis is just fulfillment of vision. Fulfillment of prophecy. Fulfillment of revelation. It's amazing. I have what they call deja vu experiences. It happens to me so often that I find myself in a scenario and I'm thinking, but I've been here before. But I've been here before. When did I experience this? And I get to realize after some time it was that it had happened in my imagination. I had gotten a revelation, I'd seen myself in it, you know, and then now the physical manifestation came. So I am absolutely certain about that. For someone here tonight, what God is doing tonight is fixing something in the future. As I sat down, the Holy Spirit said to me, you need to warn them to be flexible in their thinking. He said, because when you have the blessing of Abraham, it makes the future to be radically different from your present. You know, God said to Abraham, come out from your country. Move away from your father's house. Move away from your relatives to a land that I will show you. From where you are, you can't see it. You have to keep moving before eventually you will catch sight of it. Yeah. So some of us, I'm sorry, but God's going to rock our world a little bit. Because where you are going is very far from where you are. Very far. So your business will be to do a lot of rehearsal.
You need to be rehearsing. Amen. Rehearsing for the palace. Rehearsing for the big life. I find it amazing that Joseph went to the palace and fitted in. Easy. They brought somebody from prison. Once he had palace, the Bible says that he shaved himself and changed his raiment. Ah! That was who he had been all his life on the inside. That was who he had been all his life. So there's someone here from tonight. Whatever is happening around you, you'll tell yourself it's temporary. It's temporary. That's not the real me. The real me is coming. The car you drive now, you tell yourself it's for the hazard. The clothes you put on now, for the hazard. Where you eat now is for the hazard. The real thing is still coming. So you can prepare, because I love the way Joseph prepared. When he prepared his skills, he prepared palace style, palace standard. When he took palace standard into Potiphar's house, the place shaped up. Ah, Potiphar said, put this guy in charge of everything. When he entered the prison, he shaped the place up. Why? He was palace material. He was palace quality. So I'm here to tell someone, your vision, your destiny is global in dimension. Your leadership calling is global in dimension. Your calling into business is global in proportion. So you need to do global quality, global standard. Amen? Your communication skills, global. Amen? Whatever your profession is, global. So the people around you may not understand you, but you know where you are going. Because I sense greatness in this room. So the way Samuel the prophet was sent to Jesse's house, because God had decided to cause a change in leadership. That's the way I feel that I've been sent here tonight. Said 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, he said, how long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Stop mourning. You are focused on what is not working. I want to do something. How long will you mourn for Nigeria? I'm done with the old system. I will start something new. It's amazing how God creates the solution inside the problem. And from that point onwards, it depends on your capacity to see. Sometimes, yes, there's a tendency for you to get frustrated over Nigeria. But sincerely speaking, there are some things that get me excited. Yeah? I was telling Pastor Nickel last week, I said, what God has been using us to do will not count for nothing. I said, there's something God is doing. Something is cooking. There's a new set. When it's time, they will show up. There is a new generation. There is a new kind of leadership. So, how long will you mourn for Saul? He says, it won't change anything. Let's go and start a new business. They go down to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse. I have provided me a king among his sons. Ah, there's a new generation of businessmen and women in this room tonight. Ah, what I'm seeing is, it's exciting me. People that will own car manufacturing companies.
Amazing.
Global corporations. Employer of 500 people, 1,000,
10,000.
Massive manufacturing companies. They're here. Top government officials, they're here. Local government chairmen, commissioners, governors, senators, federal ministers, ambassadors. There's a very high chance that the president is here. It's not a joke. I feel a heavy sense of responsibility here tonight. Heavy sense of responsibility. And I'm just praying that under the inspiration in this room, someone will catch it. Amen. What looks big to you tonight will become normal. Amen. In a short time. Amen. Fill your horn with oil. Go down to Jesse's house. And Samuel goes down there. And then they bring each of the sons. The amazing thing is that the firstborn came and Samuel was going to anoint him because they said he was tall, he was lanky, he was handsome. And Samuel said, this must be the guy. He was about to go. God said, no, I've rejected him. And you wonder, so when did God have the time to do all that? When did he? Oh, that's the reality. He runs the tests on us with little things every day. Little things. He's testing us. That job that you think is nothing, just because they pay you 10,000 or just 15,000 naira a month, and somebody is thinking, this is not a job, Jare. When the real job comes, you will see. When I start my own business, you will see. And Jesus is saying in heaven, he that is faithful in that which is little is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10-12. Not will be faithful, is. Exactly what you do with small is what you will do with much. That's heaven's equation. I used to hear people say when I was young, in Yoruba language, God should use money to test me with money. He has tested you already. Because what they mean is, he should give me 10 million and see what I will do with it. What you are doing with 10,000 is exactly what you will do with 10 million. If you are not paying tithe on 10,000, how will you pay tithe on 10 million? 1,000 out of 10, you can't drop. It's now 1 million, you will drop. Not lie. So, eventually David comes. Samuel pours the oil on his head. And I love 1 Samuel 16:13. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. I like that. In other words, that was a reference line. That was a turning point. That marked the end of dependence on human ability and the beginning of an extraordinary life fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit from that day forward. So there's someone here. The remarkable thing about you is that the Spirit of God will come on all the faculties that He has given you. The gifts and the talents He's given you. Even on your physical body. You will find out from tonight, the results will be different. That's what happened to me. It's amazing. I got filled with the Spirit of God. And then found myself doing things that I would not do on a normal day. And then I found out, I would say what I said before, the results would be different now. Yes. I will do what I did before, but the result will be different now. It's not because I struggle more. It's because it's no longer me. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit. David so enjoyed living an extraordinary life. The day he made a mistake, there was only one prayer. He was praying. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. He knew the difference between an ordinary life and an extraordinary life. He knew. Someone here, the days of failing exams are over forever. It's happened to me before, so I understand how it is. Something kicks in your brain and you realize now you are functioning like a computer. It's amazing the way it works. I wrote exams under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Sweet. Sweet. That I went into an exam, seven questions, answer five, and I had no idea about any. I'll never forget that day. Because the invigilator came by and asked me, hope everything is okay. Because I wasn't writing anything. Obviously, he felt this is a disaster. He just shook his head and walked away. I just thank God. Because at that point in time, I had known the Holy Spirit. When my human ability couldn't handle it, I switched over. I prayed in the Spirit for a short while. I remembered the passage of Scripture. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I said, Holy Spirit, move me. And I will write whatever you ask me to write. All scripture is given by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Job 32:8, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. That's what in this atmosphere tonight. Inspiration. Inspirations. Somebody here will hear what I didn't even say. Someone will see what I didn't. That's what this is about tonight. Someone will take that inspiration home tonight. Sleep and see something in the night. You will wake up tomorrow morning and you will realize, I just had a vision. Inspiration is critical. It's the key to revelation. Inspiration. Elisha understood inspiration. That's why he said, get me a musician. Get me a musician. Get me a musician. And once the musician started and he was on the frequency, then the revelation could come down. In this service, someone is downloading a new vision. A new dream. A new vision. A new dream. This night will count for something in somebody's life. So David knew what it meant to function under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's why he cried, don't take the Holy Spirit from me. You can take any. If you want to beat me, beat me. Don't take the Holy Spirit from me, because there is a huge difference between being ordinary and being extraordinary. You know, I wrote this paper under inspiration. I wrote five answers. And I felt good. Because I was not in a hurry. It's when you know the answer, but the time is not enough. That's when you write, rush, and your handwriting is not okay. My handwriting was beautiful. I was waiting for the ideas to come, and I was expressing them beautifully. And I stepped out of the exam hall, met my classmates in a huddle, and they were lamenting. Mr. So-and-so killed all of us from inside me. You know, the thing just came. He didn't kill me. He said, what do you mean? He finished everybody. I said, he didn't finish me. He said, but nobody was able to answer all the questions now. I said, I wrote five answers, complete. So I was on a different frequency entirely. I thank God I was. And so I just left them. The Bible says, why seek ye the living among the dead? They said the man had killed all of them. He didn't kill me anyway. So what was I doing there? So I left them. But I'll tell you what I did. That in the evening, I went to the football field, which we used to call Zion for us Christians. I was pacing up and down, praying in the Spirit, pacing up and down, praying in the Spirit. It's amazing. The supernatural is real. So at a point, I stopped and called the man's name. I said, come here now. I wrote your paper this morning. I have agreed with the Holy Spirit that I am scoring an A. Whichever way you mark it, make sure I score an A. Is that okay? And I felt that he said yes. I said, you can go. And continued my prayer. So I'm thinking back over it now. That was crazy. That was crazy. But when the results were released,
There were two departments combined. I had the highest mark. I'm sharing somebody's testimony up front. I said, the days of failing exams is over. And it's not because you are going to struggle harder. It's just that your brain will function better. I tell people once in a while, I just thank God for the way I think. Because I didn't used to think like that before. The kind of ideas that come to me, strange sometimes. It's just that when I attempt to work on them, they work. Some people say, you're simple, like Pastor Shola was saying, simplicity. I say, of course, if nobody should know who is doing it, I should. My mind didn't used to work like this before. Somewhere along the line, it was the Holy Spirit that kicked in. You don't need many ideas. You need the right ideas. And someone here tonight, the right answers will begin to come to you. So Samuel poured oil. And that's what's happening here spiritually. It's the pouring of the oil. It's supernatural empowerment. Jesus went to John the Baptist for baptism. John said, look at the arrangement. Your destiny is greater than mine. I'm even here to announce your coming. No, I can't baptize you. Jesus said, we've got to do it. There's a process I must go through. Said, okay. So John, who had gone ahead of him, because John was functioning under the anointing of the Holy Spirit already. So John takes him and dips him in the River Jordan. A demonstration, you know what baptism stands for? It's burial and resurrection. So the natural Jesus, the ordinary one, was buried. As John raised him up, the resurrected one, the heavens split open. And the power of the Holy Spirit fell on him. And the voice of approval came from heaven. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I don't have time today to describe what that means. But sincerely speaking, from that moment, the implication was that all the power that created heaven and earth were now at his disposal. Luke 4:14 says, and Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Not in his own ability anymore. Holy Spirit had taken over. From that point onwards, it's amazing manifestations, amazing results. I say it again here. Someone is listening to me tonight. Your brain will begin to function differently. You won't see things the way other people see them anymore. Ah, that's a blessing. Where people see problems, you will see opportunities. See how it works for David. That David would go, you know, to the battlefront on errand by his dad. I love that part though. I should not skip it. That your to-do list, it will become normal for God to interrupt them. You will wake up in the morning. You will plan how to live your life. Where you will land in the night will not be where you planned. Why? There will be holy interruption in between. This guy just went on errand for his dad. Went there. When he heard Goliath's voice and saw Goliath, what I love about it is that his own reaction, his own response was not the same as that of everybody else. 40 days, they had seen Goliath, heard Goliath. Goliath struck terror in everybody's heart. But not for the anointed one. Because the Holy Spirit cannot be afraid of Goliath. And he's the one inspiring David. So when David sees Goliath and hears Goliath, instead of fear, it's anger. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? I'll take him out. Uh-uh. Amazing. You want to do what? He said, I'm taking him out.
Eh? Yes. I'll take him out. Come. King Saul. There's a young boy here. He says he wants to fight the giant. The king said, son, this guy that you are looking at is not an ordinary guy. He said, from his youth, he's been a fighter. Apart from the fact that he has an abnormal size. Okay, let me give you my armor. At least, that should help you so that you won't die quickly. David puts all that on. I say, sir, I will die before I get to the guy. This is too heavy for me. I've never proven this before. The problem with that was that it was going to tempt David to put his faith in the armor. Put his faith in the armor. No, God didn't want any extraordinary structures around him. What he had was enough. But the important thing for me is his perception, his interpretation. Acts 2:16, 17, and this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. When you come under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you see things you never saw before. And you see yourself the way you never saw yourself before. It was when I was filled with the Holy Spirit that I began to see myself preaching. I never would have imagined that I would do this. I was too reserved, too quiet for that. And then I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I would pray, you know, on campus. And it was like Holy Spirit pressed play in my imagination. And I would see myself standing before people to teach like this. Amazing. He was giving me snippets. Giving me video clips from my future. Someone here, that will be your experience. Tonight, every form of stagnation is finished. The influence of your old experiences destroyed. David's status changed. Not just son of Jesse, son of Holy Ghost. His status changed. Up until then, his father put him in the bush to run after sheep. But everything changed. Because 1 Samuel 16:13 says that Samuel anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Verse 14 says, and the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and that an evil spirit began to bother him. Things had changed. So, in the physical, Saul was still there. But in the spirit, he was finished. Someone here tonight, you won't need to mourn about Nigeria anymore. Because tonight, Nigeria is taking new shape. If there's nothing else to assure you, the changes in your own life will let you know that Nigeria has changed. So Saul was still there, but he had expired. I came here to announce the expiration of people's occupation of many positions. I'm here to declare many positions vacant. And now reoccupied by God's people. Someone is listening to me. Your status has changed tonight. David's father sent him back to the bush. But he was now palace material. So they said there was a problem in the palace. And King Saul wanted some solution. He said, get me a young man that can play on the harp so that I may be refreshed. Somebody there said, I know a young man, son of Jesse, smart, handsome young man. He's good on the harp and also is a man of war. He said, bring him. So everything God has created for the fulfillment of your destiny will be activated tonight. Whoever it was that mentioned David's name, I don't know where they met before, but they met. As much as his father put him in the bush, somebody still saw him. And when the time was due, God had put the person in the palace. It's amazing. There are other people whose lives have been moving in some directions. They didn't understand why. It was for your sake.
Some people have been positioned in places. They didn't understand why it was for your sake. Some people are holding some resources right now. They don't understand why it was for your sake. As the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes on you tonight, all those resources will be activated. So tonight, someone will remember you. This season, someone will mention your name somewhere. So what was Saul's problem was actually David's opportunity. Because the anointing on him was not for the bush. It was for the palace. It's amazing the way God works. It's amazing the way God works. I am here to prophesy a transference of spirit. Because I am a product of grace. And grace is transferable. I am a product of grace, and grace is transferable. Whatever the beautiful testimonies had, tonight they are reproduced. If somebody here thinks, that what God's done for me is big, sorry, it's nothing compared to what God will do with you. Grace is transferable. Grace is transferable. And tonight I transfer it. Receive grace. Receive divine enablement. Receive divine empowerment. Elisha got it from Elijah. And he got a double portion. This anointing tonight will bring out your uniqueness. You have a unique flavor. There's a place for you that nobody else can adequately occupy. Someone has a gift for writing, scripting, creating, designing, building. The Holy Spirit pours oil on that gifting tonight. I hear the raising and the creation of new brands. Years from now, there are names here we never had before that we'll be hearing about loud and clear. From the day Samuel went down to Jesse's house, up until then, who knew the name David? Where did the name David occur in the Bible? But from that day, David became a brand. I declare here tonight, names that have never been heard of before will become prominent. But how will it happen? Somebody says. Easy. When God pours oil on your head, some rearrangements happen somewhere. Because the purpose of the anointing is problem solving. So some problems become specifically packaged for you to deal with. And dealing with them is your announcement. There are some people here who have destinies that have to do with the media. I have enjoyed grace on the media. Tonight, receive grace to fulfill your dreams. Absolute grace. absolute grace. David was not born into a royal family. The normal way the monarchical system works, Jonathan should have been the next king. But when you have an anointed one, when you have a person of destiny, God alters the normal equation for their sake. So this guy that wasn't born into a human royal family became anointed, and that put him in the royal family. He became king. So I'm declaring tonight that for your sake, the natural order of things in this country, in various sectors of this country, even on a global dimension, they will be altered. They will be altered. God wanted to give John the Baptist a unique name. Zacharias, his father, was not ready to receive it. Because ordinarily, until then, you pick the name of somebody who was already in the family. Then God brought a unique name. John, the favor of God, or the grace of God. So because the father was not ready to receive it, then God made him dumb. Don't disturb my program. Don't disturb my program. You, this man. I said, okay, you won't be able to talk, okay? Until when the boy was born, they went to ask the father. He said, bring a slate. He couldn't talk. He said, John. But nobody bore this name in this family before. Exactly. There was no one like it with a destiny like this in this family before. Once in a while, make room for new things. Make room for new kinds of people. And as soon as he wrote it, God opened his mouth. I'm declaring that there are people here in your family. You will be a new order. Someone here, you have escaped poverty. Someone here escaped premature death. Someone escaped living an obscure life. There was a new order. The anointing singled him out, separated him. Amazing. Amazing. So there is the capacity for daring big things, for doing crazy things. Everybody ran away from Goliath. The anointed one ran towards Goliath. Isn't that amazing? Because he was not seeing what they were seeing, he was not hearing what they were hearing. See, when you hear those figures that they say people stole in Nigeria, don't let it bother you anymore. It's chicken change. It's chicken change. God could not have allowed the real wealth, the real money of this country to come while the thieves were managing it. The real deal is coming, sir. The turnover of Google last year was more than the budget of the federal government of Nigeria. Hey. And there's someone listening to me here tonight who's going to create, create business that will prosper like that.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Let me prepare you. David says, when I kept my father's sheep, then came the lion and the bear, and he took the lamb. He said, and I went after him and smote him. He said, and took the lamb out of his mouth. Those were the little places where God had run tests on David. Anything you put in his hand does not go down. He has a high sense of responsibility. So you read in Psalm 78, 72, that God brought him from following the sheepfold and brought him to lead or to shepherd his people Israel. He had a high sense of responsibility. Just do your part. Whatever it is God's given you to do now, do it well. The promotion part, don't worry about that. I came with a divine guarantee. A divine guarantee. That whatever change happens in this country, and globally speaking, it will be in your favor. If the country runs into a crisis, the crisis will be your own opportunity for promotion. Some people worry about ancestral curses. David didn't have time to think about that. You know why? Because he himself was the beginning of a new ancestry. Disconnect from that old one you've been talking about. He stopped being David, the son of Jesse. Okay, King David. He became a different brand on his own. Someone here, the Holy Spirit is putting you on a frequency. There is no curse that can catch up with you anymore. Can't catch up. The curse can't catch up. No one can curse the one that God has blessed. When he has blessed, you cannot reverse it. The curse can't catch up. Did you notice that Saul took 3,000 elite soldiers and went after this young man? How come he couldn't catch him? You can't catch him, sir. So, all these being worried about witches, worried about wizards, worried about cockroaches, it's a waste of time. Mind your business. Focus your mind on what you want, what God has called you to do with your life. Instead of worrying about... When you function at David's level, you use witches for toothpick. To hell with all the witches in town. There is a generation that witchcraft cannot handle. If you went somewhere to chant incantation against David, you just wanted to kill yourself. But the anointing. Did you hear what happened when, in that confrontation between him and Goliath? First, Goliath was irritated. Seeing him, tiny thing. Say, Israel, I said you should give me a man so that we will fight. What is this? He looked at David, he said, am I a dog? You are holding sticks. And stones. You think we came here to joke? The Bible says, and the Philistine cursed David by his gods. It was not ordinary warfare, sir. It was spiritual. You couldn't take Goliath down until you took his idol down, until you took his god down. He cursed David by his gods. And David said, you come to me with your spear, right? And with your shield. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel. So it wasn't just a contest between David and Goliath. It was a contest between their gods. Leave the witches. Let them face your God. But we need to let them know that there is a generation that will pulverize them. Their days are over. Their business is terminated. Their career in Satan's spiritual air force is retired. Believe the witches, they fly in the night, they fly in the morning, they do fly anytime you like. I spoke at a conference many years ago at the Four Square camp at Ayobo. After I left, a young man gave a testimony. Someone that was there told my landlord, because my landlord had now told me that, you spoke at a conference, isn't it, Four Square? I said, yes. He said, somebody there that was there told me that after you left, this young man came and gave a testimony that it had to do with Pastor Sam. He was part of a group. I don't want to call their name. An occultic group. He said they were given an assignment to blind that man that talks on radio. They gave them a sheet of paper, gave them the process. They were to do it through astral projection. So in the middle of the night, all of them had the time when they would leave their bodies, meet somewhere, and then all of them would come in my direction. He said they did. He said he left his body and flew. And that it was just that as they were approaching me, he said all of a sudden they just saw this wall and it was red. He said it was blood that was on it. As they were wondering how they would go through, he said this powerful wind came and blew them off. He said the wind blew him in such a way that he knew that he was not going to be able to go back to his body. So he began to beg God. He said he knew he was dead that night, except God allowed him to enter that body. As soon as he did, he knelt down and gave his life to Christ in his bedroom. Everyone operating in this country, in the area to which God has called you, operating with occultic power, I am declaring tonight their power is dissolved. Their gods will fail them. They will call on their idols will not answer them anymore. But more than that, tonight I receive an anointing on you to take over from them. Everything that belongs to you. I hope you see what I'm seeing. People here are taking over real estate in Lagos. This is not about what you have the power to buy. I said you are taking over the choicest properties in this state, in this country, on a global dimension. Thank you, Lord. So someone is listening to me tonight. You will earn foreign currency here. No, now, I know many of you will earn the currencies all over the world, but for a sign, I'm talking about the person that will earn the foreign currency here. Hey, exchange rate. Don't bother about exchange rate. Just get as much as you need per time. That's all. Abby? Exchange it. Will it bother you? If you need $1 million and you have 500 million naira, is it not the same thing? What will you have to complain about? I don't have anything to complain about.
Whatever it is I need, I get it. If I don't get it in dollars, I'll get it in Naira, or I'll get it in cedis, or I'll get it in Euro, or pound sterling, or Canadian dollars. Anyone. I declare here, I know Satan placed a curse on Africa. It's a curse of poverty. It's a curse of lack. It's a curse of wrong functioning of the mind. It's a curse of underdevelopment. I declare the anointing. The oil flows on everyone under the sound of my voice. Each one has escaped that curse. I see Nigeria developing. From your house. The first places that will show that Nigeria is changing will be your own life. You will live a higher quality of life than the rest of the country, and the country will come to catch up with you. People under the sound of my voice will handle money. No, I should warn you. Probably nothing will test your character like money. So prepare. Kill greed. And get ready. In other words, when God brings it, it's more than what you need to eat, to drink, to wear, how many clothes. Get ready to do whatever else he wants you to do with the rest of it. We will solve this country's problems. People here are going to build hospitals. Some of us here are going to build roads. Some of us are going to build whole schools. Hey, when we position ourselves correctly like that, then get ready. David never had to worry about money the rest of his life. So someone here tonight, I'm declaring it. The rest of your life, you are done with poverty and lack forever. There are people God called to the ministry here. And tonight, I am releasing on you a double portion of God's grace on my life. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The ones that God is calling to the vanguard, calling to his house, to serve in his house. I activate God's grace on your life. Receive a double portion of the anointing on my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Pastor, please come. Come. Let's believe God. Because when you've been called to pastor powerful people like this, it takes grace to do it. Pastor of great men and great women, can we agree together for grace on a new dimension? Lord, I draw on the apostolic grace on my life tonight. And I draw on the different dimensions of grace from my own mentors. And I receive for your son and daughter an impartation. A new level of spiritual authority. A new dimension of spiritual power. Raw spiritual power. Terrify principalities and powers. Displace territorial spirits. Take over territories from them. In the name of Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I declare, under your ministration, the works of the devil will be destroyed. Sicknesses and diseases removed from people's bodies. Curses broken. Spirits of oppression running out of people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Spirits of oppression, oppressive spirits,
will run away when they hear your voice. People that have been disturbed will receive calmness of mind. People that have been anxious will receive peace for their mind. And I remember the madman of Gadara, as we call him, tormented by so many spirits. When he received a touch from Jesus, he became calm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So supernaturally, your ministry will bring peace where there has been chaos. And one changed life will bring a whole city. One changed life will bring a whole community. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are father and mother of many nations. The sons and daughters that come forth from you will be marked by greatness. Your children are blessed. God's protection is over your family. You are totally indestructible. Absolutely untouchable. Anyone who thinks to do you harm, heaven will take care of them. And keep them really busy. They won't have time for you. I prophesy growth, increase, enlargement, favor on this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone that identifies with this vision, everyone that serves in this house, everyone that invests their resources in this house, I declare a connection from heaven to their lives. And I prophesy every prophecy uttered here tonight will find expression in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Will you lift your hand and give Jesus some thanks, give him some praise? Wow. I'm going to see some of you again sometime. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. If Jesus doesn't come on time. It's not the you I'm seeing physically today. It's the you I'm seeing spiritually. That will invite me to the Ogun State Government House to come and have lunch with the governor. I mean you. Yes, we will meet somewhere. You will share your testimony with me that the prophecy came to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Let the grace that has worked for me come on everyone giving here tonight.
Amen.
Give them grace to attract resources beyond their human ability.
Amen.
Give them beautiful testimonies.
Amen.
Beautiful stories.
Amen.
Let them experience this grace. The grace that put a ram in the bush. When Abraham wanted to sacrifice Isaac, a ram that was not put there by a human being. Supernatural provision. Lord, give someone a testimony in the next 24 hours. Lord, make this year the most prosperous each one ever had until now. And cause that for the next decades, no one will have a better last year financially. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.